Easter weekend saw a dramatic change in Norwich, with the cathedral's doors closed. Fortunately, people generally heeded the lockdown advice and parks were eerily quiet. The future impact of the virus on Norwich and Norfolk is beginning to emerge. It will change Norwich city centre and there will be casualties, but businesses can survive. In Great Yarmouth, the owner of one of the most popular tourist destinations says the impact could be disastrous. The Bure Valley Railway is facing making some hard decisions. Sadly, scammers are taking advantage of the crisis. And we will end this section with two warnings. But first, let's hear about the unusual Easter weekend in the city. People heeded warnings to stay at home over the Easter weekend to stop the spread of coronavirus if a patrol of one of Norwich's most popular parks is anything to go by. Government warnings to stay at home have been reinforced by Norfolk's Chief Constable, Simon Bailey, who has urged the people of Norfolk to stay at home to help save lives and relieve pressure on the NHS, who are on the front line of the war against the COVID-19 virus. Despite the glorious sunshine which covered Norwich, and police in Norfolk last weekend having received 350 calls from members of the public reporting people ignoring the coronavirus lockdown, it seems as if the warnings were being listened to. Eaton Park, which is normally a hive of activity, particularly at weekends when ordinarily hundreds of runners would take part in the popular weekly park run event, it was eerily quiet with just small handfuls of people dotted about. PC Pete Beatty and PC Tash Snelling from Earlham Police Station carried out a patrol of the park to ensure people were adhering to the stay-at-home advice and not flouting social distancing guidelines. The officers spoke to the handful of runners, dog walkers and families they saw out and about in the park, although there was no need for any enforcement action. PC Beatty said at the start of the lockdown, he encountered a couple of people who didn't want to stay 2 metres apart, but other than that, insisted people had been compliant and friendly. PC Snelling said, "We've had the odd breach, but there's been nothing too bad. We understand it's not easy, but everyone's in the same boat." She added, "It does bring people closer together." Norwich Cathedral would normally welcome hundreds of worshippers, but with churches closed over Easter for the first time in hundreds of years, Easter Sunday had a very different feel amid the coronavirus lockdown. The building's sturdy doors were closed and the cathedral precincts were deserted, save for a few strolling families and cyclists. Instead, the Dean of Norwich, the very Reverend Jane Hedges, celebrated a simple Eucharist from the Deanery on YouTube, together with a short Easter Day message from the cathedral. She said, "In these difficult and unusual times, we must embrace new and inventive ways to celebrate this most special time in the Christian year." Meanwhile, Norwich Cathedral's Easter Day Choral Evensong from 2017 was also broadcast on BBC Radio 3. The doors were similarly closed at St John's Cathedral, St Peter Mancroft, St Giles Church and other city churches where Easter worship could not take place. The coronavirus crisis will change Norwich city centre and there will be casualties, but businesses can survive. That is the view of industry experts during the fourth week of social distancing to combat the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has left so many local businesses facing huge challenges. Executive Director of Norwich's Business Improvement District, Stephen Gurney, which runs Visit Norwich, believes that the crisis management stage of the lockdown has started to ease for many businesses, and that attentions are now turning to what is needed for customers to feel safe and comfortable once freedom of movement returns. You hope that most of the businesses will come through it in whatever shape or form, and hopefully are able to rise and adapt. But there will be casualties, not just from the people affected by it, but also from the business community, Mr. Gurney explained. So what we knew as the city centre will be different from when we reopen again, because unfortunately, not all businesses will make it through this. Not everyone will have had the depth, the staff members, or the business model which can transfer forward. Ian Russell, founder and director of Rocks and Barnes, has seen his business miss out on the busiest fortnight of its year due to being closed during the Easter school holidays. We're a small family business and we're deeply committed to our staff and to the business itself. So we'll battle through this, said Mr. Russell, who is also director of regional tourist group Visit East Anglia. The owner of one of Norfolk's most popular tourist destinations has warned coronavirus uncertainty could be absolutely disastrous if attractions are forced to remain closed over the summer. Albert Jones, managing director of the Golden Miles Pleasure Beach, said that unlike a customary Easter weekend in Great Yarmouth, this year it was non-existent. He said, "I've been furloughed and right now I'm sitting at home wondering what happened to the business. I should think if we lose the whole summer, it'll be absolutely disastrous for us, not just the Pleasure Beach, but the whole borough. In truth, we had no contingency plans in place because we could never have expected something like this to happen. We have applied to several funding sources for money to keep the business going, and now it's just a waiting game. Some of the other businesses we own have successfully received funding from the government, but we won't be getting our own furlough pay for at least a few weeks more. It's awful because we just don't know how long this is going to last. At the moment, we're really holding out for the summer as a way of keeping us afloat. The feeling in Great Yarmouth right now is that people are certainly paying attention to lockdown rules. Our cameras showed that there was absolutely nobody on the seafront over Easter weekend, save for a few lone dog walkers." He added, "People are definitely listening to what the government is saying, and we as a business will continue to follow the same guidance until told to do otherwise. We wouldn't want to be putting anyone at risk." A much-loved Norfolk tourism staple says it will have hard decisions to make as the impact of coronavirus lockdown bites. Bure Valley Railway would normally be keeping bumper Easter crowds of heritage rail fans happy at this time of year. But the company stopped operating on March the 18th and had to furlough all staff. Managing Director Andrew Barnes said its business insurance has been declined, and it now faced having to make some tough calls. "We have business interruption insurance and made a claim on that, but our insurers have declined that. This makes a mockery of what Prime Minister Boris Johnson said at the time, that business interruption insurance would be triggered," he said. Scammers posing as government officials have been writing to the region's most vulnerable people asking for personal details, police have warned. Norfolk Constabulary is urging people to remain vigilant after receiving a report of a bogus letter being sent to a woman in the north of the county. At the beginning of April, a vulnerable woman in Cromer received a letter claiming to be from the Department of Health and Social Care. The letter asked the recipient to sign up to a government register for extremely clinically vulnerable people, requesting a variety of personal details via a website or an automated phone number. After raising the alarm with her family members, the letter was reported to the police. The constabulary is now urging people to be alert to the possibility of similar attempted scams. A spokesman said, "Friends, family, carers and neighbours are asked to raise awareness of the scam to reduce the likelihood that the most vulnerable members of our community will fall victim to this kind of scam." Offices have been issued the following advice to those who may worry they are being targeted. First, trust your instincts. It is okay to reject, refuse, or ignore requests and offers. Second, take your time making decisions. Criminals will only rush you. Thirdly, check with your family members or friends if you are unsure. And fourthly, use scam prevention websites such as Norfolk and Suffolk Victim Care. Watchdogs have warned people in Norfolk not to fall for a fake voice message about coronavirus that is circulating on WhatsApp. Norfolk Trading Standard said the message makes claims about the expected death count at the peak of the pandemic and states that no ambulances will be sent for anyone displaying symptoms of the disease. But Trading Standards officers said the alarmist message is false. They said people should ignore it and not share it. And Public Health England has also refuted the message's claims. Professor Viv Bennett, chief nurse at Public Health England, said, "We are aware of a voice message circulating about the ambulance response to coronavirus, as well as restrictions on movement and predicted case numbers, which claims to come from Public Health England. This is fake news, and we would urge people to ignore the message and not share it further." I will now pass you back to Jane for some more stories about how Norfolk is addressing the current crisis.